He is a great God. It's very nice to have Mr. and Mrs. Kent Bowers with us today. All the way from California Opera House. You didn't know we had an opera singer in the church? We got people, and then we got Eddie over there that can sing Pentecostal gospel. We just got all kinds of wonderful, gifted people. God's people, there's so much diversity among the people of God. If there weren't, I'd be worried, because God says that Jesus is not a respecter of persons. I want to talk to you this morning about the year of Jubilee. You know, I spoke to you, I think, in a couple of messages about the blood moons. If you could get those messages, if you haven't heard those, for those that are newer. But it's a phenomenon that happens at certain times, and it always signifies that something very special and unusual is taking place or about to take place. It's a very exciting reality. But a very exciting thing, see, the blood moons are happening, and three of them, I think it was, happened in the past year. It's so unusual for them to come that close together. But Leviticus 25 tells us about the year of Jubilee. Do you all remember that? I just felt led of the Spirit last week to minister on deliverance. Yes. And to break off bondages and to get set free from those things, because we are living in a season of deliverance. Not just by the Holy Spirit, but also by the Jewish calendar. That this is the time that God specified that there would be a release. And we are living in that time and in that season. Leviticus 25. Boy, you know, I can't quite read this print. Read this for me. Joan, come on quick. Read it so my microphone gets it.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, no. Well, that's okay, Joan. For those of you on tape, this print came out too small. And turn around and read it to you backwards. What a great idea, Sam. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years. And the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. Now, this is a tremendous passage of Scripture, but wait till you see how this lines up. You know, the Sabbaths were very important to the Israelites. God didn't name the other days of the week. He only said in the book of Genesis there would be the Sabbath would be the day of rest. The other days come from all kinds of naming, mythology and everything else. But the Sabbath is the important day of the week. I told you this many times. The other days in the week don't really count much. We do have to go to work and earn some money. But the day that matters is the Sabbath. Is the day that honors God and the day that we set apart for to be holy unto Him. And He set a Sabbath for us that it would be in our DNA. That we would know to pause, to worship Him, and to rest, and to not to just go spinning out in ultra busyness, missing what life is really about. God is the God of all times and seasons. The Scripture in Leviticus is the rhythm of life that God prescribed for His people. Not only did they observe the Sabbath and set it aside as holy every week to the Lord, but the Lord gave them instructions beyond that. They counted every seventh year as a Sabbath year until there were seven Sabbaths, seven Sabbath years. So 7 times 7 is 49. That's 49 years. Then they would call the next year, which is the 50th year, the Jubilee. Every 50 years, God required them to observe the year of Jubilee. It was proclaimed by God to be a year of deliverance. Everyone who had made a loan to another person would release it on that day. We would call that today cancellation of debt. By the way, it happens. On the biblical calendar of the Jews, the day was called Elul, E-L-U-L, 29. Elul, 29. So on that day in Israel, on that particular day, every 50 years, a sweeping formation took place in the nation's financial realm. Everyone who owed anything was released from the debt they owed. And every creditor who had debt owed to him had to release it. Elul 29 marked the day all credit was erased. All that was bought on credit was released, and all debt was wiped away. The word in Hebrew used for this revelation was the Shemitah. You might have heard or read something about it. So the day Elul 29 became the day of Shemitah, which people are talking about now, especially this year. The Shemitah declares that God is first and above all realms of life and must therefore be put first above every other realm. Now, in America, we are a very independent nation. And we just think that, okay, that's right, you choose this, we choose that. Of course, you have to choose Jesus or you won't have him. But I'm saying to you today that even though you don't choose Jesus, God is still God of the universe. Some people don't realize that things are not just going to go the way evil men want them to go. God is the God of the universe. This will give you great peace if you understand this. At the time, over time, Israel turned away from honoring God's Shemitah. They turned away from it. And then at that time, which had been a time of great blessing, the canceling of debts, the transformation of the whole financial situation in people's lives, what had been a time of blessing then turned to be a time of judgment because they turned their back on God. In 586 B.C., it's what we refer to as the Babylonian captivity. The Jews were taken into captivity. Now remember this, always righteousness exalts a nation. But judgments are released upon the people who turn from God to worship the idols of their culture. We cannot get swallowed up in our culture, church. You need to know this about your flesh. All about our culture is designed for your flesh to desire it. Even the silly little commercials on TV, you know, I've said things like this before, you know, if you use this shampoo, and then it shows the woman, her hair doesn't just move like other people's. It floats like it has some sort of a mystical essence about it because she has used that shampoo. Because they have learned now how to get hold of your emotions and your psyche. People are, in this area, people are very weak, and they think they've got to have that. They've got to have it. Depending what group of people you're in, you either want some motorcycle or else you want the next Lamborghini. But whatever it is, you got to have that. No, you don't. You don't really got to have anything but God. And once you realize the whole world is His and you start putting Him first in everything, then you get into His blessing that's so much greater than any blessing you could ever get hold of for yourself. He gives us exceeding abundantly above all that we are able to ask or think. Now I want to tell you some things you may or may not know or it might surprise you. September 20th, 2008, how many of you remember that was the day of the financial collapse in America? Those of us who had any involvement in the stock market immediately knew that financial kingdoms were collapsing. On that morning, the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange refused to ring. Then came the greatest stock market point collapse in Wall Street history. Massive amounts of money were wiped out as financial accounts were nullified. What was the date on the biblical calendar of that day? It was Elul 29, the very time of the Shemitah. And it was not only the day, but the year. And Wall Street was in pandemonium. You know, now I'm reminding you that the Shemitah is the year that all the financial things are made right. All the debts are paid. And everything, and there's a year of release and everybody gets a fresh start. So the New York Stock Exchange was in pandemonium. The amount chosen for the bailout was $700 billion. Don't mess around with sevens when you're in God's world. $700 billion. The stock exchange was wiped out that day to the tune of 7%. There's some other sevens. I won't go into all of it. I don't want to get technical or whatever, but I want, do want to impress you that this day is a fantastic day that heaven agrees with. Amazingly, 7 years before all this, we all remember September 11, 2001. It was also the month of the other greatest crash in Wall Street history to that date. It took place on September 17th. It was also Elul 29. Now, the great news is, beginning in 2015 and going into 2016, so we're going by the Jewish calendar, not ours. That's why it goes across the years. We are in the season of Jubilee now. Yes. We are in the season,
yes, we are.
Amen. Of the 50th year of the Shemitah. It's actually the Shemitah of Shemitahs.
Yes.
There will not be another one where all the calendars lined up together. The Gregorian, the Hebrew calendar, what's the other one?
Roman.
They all lined up together with the calendar of heaven. That will not happen again for 500 years. We've told you that the tetrons of the blood moons would not happen again for hundreds and hundreds of years. All of these things that are happening right here in this season that's upon us will not happen again for hundreds and hundreds of years. Jubilee is really about freedom. From Jesus till now, there has never been an alignment between these three calendars so that they aligned with the calendar of God. In the year of Jubilee, all the people that had debts had them canceled. All the people who had made loans canceled the loans. All the people who had slaves, who had lost possessions, had everything returned to them in the Jubilee year, gave them back to their family. All slaves were returned back to their family. All man's possessions were returned back to him. This is the way the scripture says it. How many of you lost some things and you know that it's well past time these things were returned back to you? All indebtedness, everything that had been lost was restored in the year of Jubilee. Now, I want to connect something for you that makes this very precious and very powerful. In Luke chapter 4, is one of my very most favorite scriptures in the world, is when Jesus identified himself as the Jubilee. And I want to show you that. Verse 16, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and he entered, as was his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered to him, what did they give him to read? It was the Torah, all right? He wasn't reading the Holy Bible, he was reading the Torah. You got that. So verse 17, there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach good things, tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty." Now notice these three words: release, recovering, liberty. This is what Jesus came for. Jesus came to set everything and everybody free. That's why I hate to see Christians in bondage. He came to set us free. Liberty to them that are bruised. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "Today has this scripture been fulfilled in your ears." Now, I want to read to you what Adam Clark, a great commentator, says about this. I could just say to you, this means that Jesus is our Jubilee, because Jesus was reading that in the year of Jubilee. And he said, "This day, this is fulfilled in your ears." Jesus is our Jubilee. And he was reading this on the day of Jubilee. And here's what Adam Clark says about this. This is found in Isaiah 61:1, but the Lord immediately adds to it Isaiah 42:7, the proclaiming of liberty to the captives and the acceptable year of the Lord is a manifest allusion to the proclaiming of the year of Jubilee by the sound of the trumpet. Leviticus 25:9, he says, see that scripture which we just read to begin the service, the one that we had to invent. And we had to find it on a screen, on a wall. These are the days. I'm just hoping we never see written up there many, many Tekel Upharsin. I hope y'all read the Old Testament. You know what I'm talking about. That's Hebrew for you've had it. So this was a year of general release of debts. I'm still reading Adam Clark. A general release of debts and obligations of bond men and women, of lands and possessions. All of these were released. Slaves were released. Debts that people, obligations, general release. Wherever there was bondage, wherever there was prison, wherever there was captivity, every door was thrown open, which had been sold from the families and tribes to which they belonged. Clark goes on to say, our Savior, by applying this text to himself, a text so manifestly relating to the institution of the above mentioned, plainly declares the typical design of what Jesus and what God intended during this season. Jesus, of course, was reading directly from Isaiah 61. He was reading about Jubilee, but Jubilee is here now, and Jesus is our Jubilee. Yes, and in this season that we are in right now is the year that we can believe God for things that we have not believed him before. He especially mentioned emotional healing, brokenheartedness, freedom from captivity in Isaiah 61. That Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to open blind eyes, to release from captivity. He said, this is why I have come, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me for this purpose. He especially mentioned that emotional healing, brokenheartedness, and freedom from captivity. So let me mention those words to you again. In Jesus, in Isaiah 61, release, recovery, liberty. Let's say it together. Release, recovery, liberty. How many of you like that? Because of what Jesus has done, we now have complete and perfect freedom. But do you know that you cannot tap into things that God gives you, that he's provided for you, until you know about it, number one, until you receive it, number two. It is here for you to receive, but you have to know about it. I have to tell you about it, and you have to believe it and receive it. And then today, it means something to you it never meant before, so that puts you in a place to have what you've never had before. Thank you, Lord. Jesus has filled everything required. He is our Jubilee.
He is.
But again, this is the year of Jubilee. So heaven touches earth as the calendars line up on earth. Heaven touches earth, and in heaven, the heavens are open to us to provide everything that Jesus died for. I just believe that we have a special time and a special opportunity. I'm really sorry this is one of those off Sundays, because this is something that our church really needs to know so that we can understand that we need to walk in this and that we can step into it. I just, you know, God put it on my heart last week to minister on deliverance, and then he put this on my heart. I believe the Holy Spirit stirred it, because he wants to move us into a time of complete and total deliverance. And things that you've needed deliverance or healing or cancellation of debts or be set free from your slavery, those things that haven't happened yet, to believe that they're going to happen now, because the very atmosphere is full of delivering power, because
yes,
God has ordained it. So I want us to proclaim that in this year of Jubilee, in the year that we're living in, number one, the cancellation of debt. Lord, we are looking to you for supernatural breakthrough. We pray and declare. Why don't we stand together and make this declaration and proclamation?
Hallelujah.
We're believing you, Lord, for a brand new day.
That's right.
Because we are living in this season. And Lord, we have seen, even by looking at history, how you are in charge of the whole world. And you cause things to line up. You cause those moons, those blood moons, to line up just exactly the way you want them to. You cause those three calendars to line up with the calendar of heaven just right now. Lord, we know we're living in a special season and a brand new season. We know we're stepping into a time of great hope and victory. And we want to stand, we want to prepare ourselves for that. We just want to stand in the place of receiving that for ourselves. So, Lord, we are believing you for every indebtedness, every financial oppression, every difficulty that we have had where we've had failure in the financial realm. We're believing you, Lord, for breakthroughs from heaven. We thank you that you will give out of your riches in glory. That's the promise of your word. You will give out of your riches in glory. Lord, just as I believe that there are body parts laid up in heaven for our healing, I believe that there's financial gold that we need that has been laid up for us for such a time as this. Now we're looking to you, Lord. We receive. We don't turn our backs on you, and we don't say maybe and maybe not. We say we receive today. We receive the promotion that's needed on the job. Lord, we receive the favor that's needed from those around us and those that we work with. We declare, Lord, that it is a day that we are not, from this time, we won't have to continue to worry and wonder what we're going to do about debt and about finances. We declare it's a brand new day. I want everybody to say together, it's a brand new day. And Lord, we declare that every slave goes free.
Every slave.
Lord, we declare that any enslavement that has been in our lives, we are free from it today.
Yes.
We are free from it now, because the season is here and we're living in the season. Lord, we want a fresh start.
Yes.
We want to go into 2017 in a brand new, different way, with new hopes, new desires. Lord, the enemy gradually and step by step He begins to deceive us, and he begins to speak in our ear, whisper questions and fears and doubts. And we declare we will not yield to that slavery anymore. Lord, we declare that any person or situation that has caused us to be enslaved, we break the tie to that. We pray, we declare there's forgiveness and there's release, and we do not have to stay in that which binds, that which causes us to be enslaved. Enslavement to any kind of habits, we break the power of that in Jesus' name. Enslavement, Lord, to drugs, to drink, to nicotine, any of these things that have enslaved us, we declare freedom from that right now. We take freedom. We just take that freedom, Jesus. Lord, overeating. We declare we can be, we declare today you'll do a supernatural work. Give us a grace that we haven't had in ourselves. Lord, we don't have any confidence in our flesh. We don't believe in this nonsense that we can discipline ourselves out of things. You died because we can't. We believe the grace of God is what causes us to want to be a disciplined people. And Lord, we reach out today in Jesus' name to take that release, to take that deliverance. Every slave goes free. I declare, let's say today now, I am free from my enslavement. I am free from my enslavement. In any area that it comes in, anything that has held me back, anything that has made me subservient to the devil and his ways, I say, I'm only a slave of love. I'm Jesus' love slave. Hey! Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus and Jesus alone. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Ah, we love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, how we thank you, how we thank you, how we thank you, Jesus. And number three, everything that was stolen must be returned. I believe that means things like your health, your finances, your destiny. Those things that are dear to us, but the enemy wants to sleep in, wants to get in from time to time. And let me just tell you something. This morning I gave Sandra Kennedy a quick call because I wanted to make sure that I had my dates and times right about the years of Jubilee and the Shemitah, these things. And she said, you know, that I haven't preached in my pulpit in two Sundays. Because I've had this, it's this awful thing. It's like pneumonia, and there's a lot of coughing, and they'll call it a virus, and all kinds of things it is. But she said, in our area, they have that big Savannah River plant, and it puts out a lot of stuff. And then they're getting smoke from the mountain fires as well. And she said, those two things combined together are causing people to have terrible problems that have never had them before. And have asthma that have never had them before. You know, the same thing's happening in Australia. A strange thunderstorm there caused thousands of people to go to the hospital. And in addition to that is the pollen in the air. This all combines together to cause people to have these different things happen in their lungs. You know, the enemy wants to steal our health. He wants to sneak in and take away the days that are ordained for you to bring God glory. You know, we only have so many days. We don't have days to lie around waiting to get well. We need the mighty healer to give back to us everything the enemy has stolen from us. We were talking to a man at a restaurant yesterday, and he said he went to the hospital for something, and he got an infection in his blood. And it caused the most unusual symptoms. It affected his speech and his thinking and various things, you know. We met him in this restaurant. He followed us out to our car and kept on talking to us. And so then he mentioned this about the disease. And so I asked him his first name. His name is Vaughn. So we're going to include him in our prayers. And I said, I'm going to pray for you that this thing will be totally healed in your life. Because he was sitting at the table next to us, and my husband, who loves everybody on earth, started a conversation with him. And in the process, he was talking about insurance. And the man said, well, you know, I'm 75 now. And so I thought I better not pay my health insurance too far ahead. And I laughed and I said, come on, don't tell me you just got a year to live. I'm not buying that. So when we talked to him at the car, I said, now I'm going to pray for you that you're going to be healed of this thing. And God's going to give him a long life. You know, the scripture says in Psalm 91, he will satisfy us with length of days. Yeah. I don't buy into anything less than that. And besides that, our days are very precious to God because we're going to use every one of our days. Yeah. He said that he ordained from the beginning of time, he ordained works for us to do. How many of you believe that? Yeah, he did. That's why he called you right here to this place with people that are just crazy enough to take big steps of faith and do unusual things, because he has ordained this for you and for me. Now, every now and then the enemy comes in and he tries to steal your health so that you're not able to do that. Or he tries to steal your destiny, tries to rob your destiny, tries to discourage you. So that you'll say, I won't be able to do that because I don't feel like it. Well, God can get us to where we do feel like it.
Amen.
I just think we've got to kick the walls out that have bound us and have kept us from releasing our faith to him. Now, Lord, we bind our hearts in agreeing faith.
Yeah.
And we're going to take back everything that was stolen from us. It's the year for getting back everything that was stolen. Lord, your word says that even if a thief is caught stealing, he has to restore it sevenfold.
Yeah.
And we declare not only does the devil have to relinquish what he's trying to do to us, but he's got to pay us back seven times.
Seven times.
Hey, we declare a great blessing, Lord, that you are going to give to your people where the enemy has tried to steal, where he's tried to shorten the days, or he's tried to shorten the strength, or he's tried to shorten the finance. We say no in Jesus' name. And we declare that the enemy has to give back everything that he's taken that has affected our finances. And health is involved in that as well. We declare everything that involves our health and our finances together, that has to be restored. We declare in Jesus' name. During this season, it's a very special season, and you're doing very special things in this Jubilee season, Lord. Lord, we're believing you that for the finances of this church,
amen,
that you will begin to restore and that you will begin to give increase, and that as you send people in, that you will bring increase with them. And that there will be unusual things like inheritances, unexpected gifts. Lord, we call on the name of the Lord today. We pray that you'll open the windows of heaven. Lord, we have been faithful as a church to give and give and give and give. And we believe that all that seed that we have sown will be multiplied back to us again. Lord, we want to be able to do the things that we need to the things that are involved in missions. All the things that you called us to, Lord, we don't want to come up short on anything that you call us to do. Lord, we know that you supply to us supernaturally. You are a supernatural God.
Jesus.
You know that, do you know that Heidi Baker, you might remember, and I told you this story, that there was a church that had pledged $1 million to their ministry, Iris Ministries, in Mozambique. But when they found out that Heidi had gone to the T place and the P place, that is Toronto and Pensacola, they withdrew and canceled that pledge. When she tells that, she says, never spent $1 million any better in my whole life. Listen, if you got $1 million you can spend to get free, look at the realm she came into. Laid on the floor, couldn't move for 7 days, people had to carry her around everywhere she went. She was so under the power of God. Then he took her into that new realm where she went back to Mozambique. Revival broke out all over Mozambique, to where even on the radio, the announcer, it was a Muslim station, the announcer came on and he said, "We have to acknowledge that northern Mozambique has fallen to the Christians." He went on to say, I think this is amazing, "But we cannot compete with healing the sick and opening blind eyes and raising the dead. We cannot compete with it." What an amazing thing. And what if she hadn't spent that $1 million that way? Because it was at Toronto that Randy Clark prayed for her and told her, blind eyes will be open. The deaf will hear. The lame will walk. When you go back, there will be a mighty revival. But she had to go to the tea place to hear that word. Oh, God's economics are absolutely amazing. They're just amazing. So I just told you that to astound you, and so you could say, if he did things unusual like that for her, he can do them for me.
Amen.
Believe God to get finances that you never thought that you would get. Believe that. I'm asking you to pray for the finances of our church.
Amen.
We're a little bit tight in finances. And I'm asking you to pray right now.
Amen.
And I'm asking you to, as when you go to your place of prayer, I want you to pray for increase in this house, that for financial increase to this church. And for people to continue to come into the church, there will be increase of people, increase of finances, and that we'll move into a new day of having abundance because God has staked out a lot of work for us to do. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? He is a wonderful Savior. Lord, we just agree together in Jesus' name for the cancellation of debt, for every slave to go free, for everything that was stolen to be returned. Now, as your heart's bowed, I want you to just think about, what do you feel you've been robbed of in these areas that we talked about? What do you feel that you've been robbed of? We're just going to pray here for a moment. You can just go ahead and pray aloud. Nobody's going to listen to your prayer, but you're going to say, "I'm believing to receive back." Come on. I'm beginning to receive back every way the enemy has tampered with my health. I'm beginning to receive back everything he's robbed out of my finances. I'm believing to receive back again for everything that he's done in my family. It caused any problems with my children. Any of these things that he's done to me, I'm believing, oh God, he stole some things, but now he's got to give it up.
Come on.
He's caused some things to go, he's caused difficulty, but now we come to declare the Lordship of Jesus. Now it's time for the mighty hand of God, that is the hand that runs the whole universe, to touch down upon this body and upon this church, and we declare a mighty day of release. Oh, we declare that the love and the mighty delivering healing power of Jesus will be manifest among us. And every destiny in this church will be fulfilled. Nothing will be held back. Nobody will be denied what God has called them to do. I declare and I decree in Jesus' name, none of you will be denied the destiny that God has set on you. Your destiny will be not be cut short, and it will not be derailed. Any destiny that's been derailed, I declare you're now back on track.
Back on track. In the name of Jesus.
We declare we take a big, deep breath, and as we look toward going into 2017, we declare the best is yet to come. We're looking to you, Lord, for the great days that are ahead for us. And we love you, we praise you, and we worship you.
Thank you.
For your victory.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Go ahead, get a microphone. Microphone for us here.
Yeah, you may sit down. It was an awful time. In that prayer meeting, the Lord gave me a word. And it was out of Luke 4, which is a companion scripture to Isaiah 61 that Pastor mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about the ministry of Jesus, that he would loose the captive, blind eyes would see, the lame would walk. And it ends up, and in the NIV, and this is the phrase that the Lord absolutely burned in my heart, it is the year of the Lord's favor. And mm-hmm. so I proclaimed it that night, thinking it was that night. And if any of you have ever studied, there are times when things have a near view, and mm-hmm. there are times when they also or could have a far view.
Yeah.
And I knew at that time it hadn't really happened. And I have said for years, Lord, when is it going to be the year of the Lord's favor? Mm-hmm. And when I came to this declaration that Pastor made today, I heard the Spirit say to me, this is the year.
Amen. Oh, amen.
And I want to declare, I have to declare this in the heavens. Mm. I declare over this people.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Oh God, oh God, we receive it. We receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. Yes, Lord. I take it. I've got it. I've got that freedom, freedom from every purpose of the enemy. He will not curse what God has blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie. Help us worship Jesus. Let's stand together. Make his name great.
The Lord gave me a fresh revelation to me this week about it depends on if we bring our tithes and offerings.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Just a minute. Mary Alice wants to share this before we.
The Lord gave me a fresh revelation this week of Malachi where it says if we will bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, then God will rebuke.
Yeah, he does, right. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God does it for our sake.
Yes, he does. That's true. That's true. Amen. Amen. I should have said that, Mary Alice. That's great.
Thank you, Mary Alice. Receive it.
Yes, yes, yes. Go over to my seat.
You want me to pull a chair up here?
No.
Okay.
Want to
get Cecil?
Yep. Woo. Woo. Yes, yes, yes. What? To my heart sings, I am free. Not yet. Yeah. I am free. In a minute. Just move over. I don't want to hit you. He's a great God. He's a great God. Woohoo! We praise you. I want us to go from this day with a completely different mentality, attitude, outlook. I didn't have this on my mind at all when the Lord gave me last Sunday's message. And I said, I think the Lord's telling me to preach on deliverance and he wants us free.
Yeah.
And I think that he's given you the background for this. I might provide for you just as a handout all the things that have happened. On this particular day, that either people receive it. You see, what can be judgment for one nation is judgment for one nation is blessing for another nation. And I believe that our nation's getting ready to move into a wonderful time of blessing. And even though some awful things that have happened this past year, like same-sex marriage and those things, that all would fall in the judgment of not being in a place where we can conquer that yet. But I believe in the years coming ahead, I'm believing to get those things turned around. I'm believing to get abortion taken care of. I'm believing to get the Bible and prayer back in schools. Hey, why not? This is a Christian nation. So let's declare God's given us a new day. 2017 is going to be the greatest year yet. Amen? Now, lifted high, the name of Jesus is lifted high in this land. Jesus is lifted high, lifted high. The name of Jesus is lifted high in this land. I don't need it.